Three-term State Representative High Clock was noticeably absent this year from the Idaho legislature. It wasn't until earlier this month he revealed he had been diagnosed with cancer in late 2017 and wouldn't be seeking re-election. Clock has been heavily involved in the community since he came to Boise to take a job as sales manager at Boise State Public Radio. He later took over marketing at the station and wore many hats while he worked here. When he retired from radio, he couldn't stay out of public service. He was elected to the Idaho Legislature and the Greater Boise Auditorium District, which operates the Boise Center. Clock worked for many years with Samantha Wright. They sat down last week in his living room, and he told her how doctors found out he had cancer.
It was by accident. I get an annual lung screening because I used to be a smoker. And in my last screening in November of 2017, they said, wait, there's something on the bottom here that had grown. It was some kind of lymph node. And they said, we should take a picture of a fuller torso. And they did, and they found that my kidney was cancerous, and my adrenal gland was cancerous.
Did you have any symptoms?
I mean, none.
You didn't feel
symptoms,
any pain?
Or? No pain, no more than just, you know, getting old. But there weren't any symptoms. And it's really kind of amazing that they found it, because it was just for the luck of the technician that was reading the slide, and they found that I had cancer, the big C.
Never something you want to hear.
The one thing that I always try to think I am beating at this point is cancer. Whenever I would go in for physicals, that was the thing that scared me the most, that they would find cancer. And they did. I was right. Right after they found it, within a month, I had surgery to remove the kidney and one adrenal gland.
And how are you now?
Well, I'm on a regimen of chemotherapy at this point to try and get rid of any of the other things that might still be lingering. And I'm sure there are some other little places that, you know, it's going to raise its ugly head.
And you stepped back, you put in a sub at the Idaho legislature?
George Tway. My one disappointment this year was that we had the pet-friendly license plate, but it failed 32 to 31. That and not being able to see a pre-K bill come to the floor are my two biggest disappointments in the legislature.
And you're not going to run again?
Nope. Going to retire and work on my disease, try and get rid of all of it.
But you're staying with GBAD, the Greater Boise Auditorium District.
With GBAD, it meets once a month, so I have a little bit more flexibility. I still need to be involved in something.
There hasn't been a time when I've known you when you haven't been involved in the community.
We have a very simple philosophy that Joan and I live by. If you're going to complain, you have to get involved. Sometimes we say it, you really can't complain if you don't get involved.
And what about you?
Me, I got to take it one day at a time. This is the hand that luck dealt me, and I just can't do anything about it except try and beat it. And so that's what I'm trying to do. And so I hope I'm lucky. But I'm not in a situation where, you know, I've only got 6 months to live. And that's one of the reasons I didn't really talk about it much, because people treat you differently when you have cancer. I still look okay. I'm not pale as a ghost. I keep telling people, no, I don't have symptoms. And sometimes I even feel guilty that I don't have the look that you're waiting for, you know, the lingering effect of cancer. Sorry. If it wasn't for this cancer, I'd be really healthy. Let me tell you. My doctor said I would be very healthy if I didn't have cancer.
You'd be in good shape. You'd be good
to
go.
I'd be great. I could do whatever I want. I'll just keep doing what I do and hope my luck gets better. Because it all comes down to luck, I tell you.
State Representative Highclock says he's on a 12-week regimen of chemotherapy, after which time he'll get another CT scan to check on his condition. His two pieces of advice are for everyone to get involved in their community and to get a yearly checkup with a doctor.